already on a hunting excursion. Matt, is that true? Are you hunting this afternoon?
No, I didn't do any hunting, but I was in the woods for a little while with the family, just kind of cruising around.
Oh, nice. I thought you'd be breaking down game film or something like that. Is that now is that put on the back burner for a little while?
Well, that's a type of hunting.
So this is downtime for you, huh? I mean, this is something that's, as fans, we're not familiar with it, but how do you kind of adjust to life after the season ending just after 17 weeks?
Well, you know, I mean, it's definitely not something we're too accustomed to either. You know, I mean, we've had a good run and, date back to 2002, you know, since the last time we've really been in a situation like this where, you know, we haven't been in the postseason, haven't been a part of this playoff atmosphere. But it's tough, you know. It's hard to go 11-5 and understand that, you know, you're not going to be playing anymore. But it's the way it is, and it was a heck of a year, a heck of a competitive year. And I think most of the guys just kind of take this time now to, you know, just kind of get away from football and relax and take some time off and spend it with your family or your loved ones. And, you know, and then before too long, we'll be talking about training camp and mini camp and all that stuff. So it'll be right around the corner.
Matt, you said a competitive year for your team, 11 wins and do not make the postseason tournament. Do you view it as a successful year, even with the 11 wins and not making it to the postseason?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think it was a year in which we had to overcome a lot of, you know, tough things that happened to our club, whether it was, you know, the injuries and transition period with different guys stepping up and young guys playing a lot and making a big impact. And, you know, I felt like even though we had up and down weeks, you know, where we have a great game and then a not so great and then have a, you know, tight loss, you know, whether, you know, it was, you know, the Jets or a tough loss with Miami earlier. And, you know, I think all that adversity to be able to come out 11-5 with guys that, you know, really made a big impact in their young players, I think that's a great thing for this team. I think we kept our focus, and I think everybody worked hard throughout the whole year. So, you know, you can only do so much, and the rest of it you got to leave up to, you know, the football gods. And I guess they just weren't with us as much this time.
When you look back at the season, Matt, are there a few moments, a game or two, a moment or two that stand out to you in a positive way? You know, maybe it was a game, maybe it was a win, maybe it was not being blown off the field in Buffalo and keeping your position. I mean, is there something that you can look back at now and say, you know, that was something where maybe, you know, it wasn't looking so good for us, but, you know, we were able to overcome it?
You know, I have a hard time finding those moments. You know, there's just so many things that happen in a season, and there's so many big plays and so many, you know, big moments in each game that it's hard for me to keep them all straight. I just felt like, you know, the way Matt Castle stepped up and took control of the offense and embraced the concepts and all the players around him and, you know, went to work each week. I thought his work ethic was great. I thought it was, you know, it was great to have him, you know, out there and doing his thing and played a heck of a season. And I thought, you know, just the way we were able to win some of the games, you know, the unique way in which we were able to do that and the way we kind of fought back and some of those was a great thing. And it's hard to find any of those definable moments that you say, oh, that's where we really turned things around, or that's the reason we were so good. You know, it's hard for me to do that.
When you think about what Castle did, obviously we don't know him. We didn't see him in practice, so we didn't know what he could do. And he obviously let us know if you need to step aside to, you know, take care of any sort of, you know, battles there in the house there too, Matt. But if with Matt Castle, was there any doubt, was there anything from the team about what he'd be able to do? And did you have to adapt to him at all, or did he have to adapt to you guys in the front line as far as the way he played? Because obviously he was a little different than Tom Brady with his mobility.
Yeah, you know, we fielded those questions all year, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the difference, and how do you, you know, how do you block for one guy versus the other? And you know, it didn't change anything that we did. You know, we might have to sustain our blocks a little longer in the passing game earlier on, you know, and, you know, we didn't give him a whole lot of confidence there early on either. So, you know, he was, you know, flushing out of the pocket a little bit here and there because we were able to hold up our end of the bargain. But once everybody was on the same page and we were all playing well together, you know, that offense was, you know, kicked into high gear. I felt like we were performing at a pretty good level.
Well, you go back, you talked about not being able to pick out moments. I wonder if last Sunday is still fresh in your mind, Matt. We talked Friday before the game about the potential for bad weather in Buffalo and how, as a player, you always prepared for it. Were you expecting, you know, that sort of wind event? And when did you recognize, was it, you know, going on the field and seeing those goalposts going back and forth and say, boy, this is going to be a tough day to throw the football for our offense?
Yeah, well, you know, we had a lot of talk about it before the game and the night before the game and, you know, what people were expecting, you know, the weather conditions to be. And, you know, I didn't go out there until we had pregame warm-up. We had all guys that went out there to, you know, stretch out and warm up before the game. And they kept coming in telling all these stories about how bad the wind was. But until you actually stepped out in that field, you couldn't really comprehend how bad it really was. You know, I mean, it was pretty incredible. I mean, whenever you can – when the wind can move Vince Wilfork, you know it's blowing.
That's got to be somewhere on that hurricane scale. For you personally, Matt, I know you're probably playing through a lot of injuries that, you know, we picked up bits and pieces of, but you'll never tell us how injured you were. But does that make that 11-win season, not just for you, but for all the guys around you who are playing hurt and the guys who couldn't finish the season, does that make that even that much more satisfying? Because what you were able to do with all these moving pieces, it seemed, right from the opening quarter of the season.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it special. You know, every year is so different than the one before. And, you know, I mean, it's interesting to hear who everybody predicts to be the front runners, you know, in their division. And then after week three, it's completely the opposite. And then, you know, after week 10, it's everybody's got their prediction for who's going to be in the playoffs. And, you know, 90% of those teams aren't even there after week 16 or 17. And, you know, it's funny to see how everything shapes up. And, you know, this year was, you know, completely unique and completely different from any other season I've been a part of. But I think the core things that keep us successful, you know, were still in place. And, you know, we had great coaching and we had great, you know, great attitudes, you know, in each, you know, for each leader in their, you know, meeting rooms. And, you know, by position, we have great guys that really understand the game and are smart players. And, you know, You play smart, you play tough, and you play hard, and you finish games, and you're going to do all right. You know, and I think as long as we continue to, you know, live by those principles, I think we'll have a good team regardless of what the situation is with injuries or anything else.
Well, you mentioned injuries, you mentioned predictions, and, you know, there's a lot of NFL speculation right now. It's like the hot stove football season around here with the Pats not being involved in the postseason. One of the guys we keep hearing about potentially leaving the Patriots and becoming a head coach somewhere else is Josh McDaniels. And I wonder, Matt, you mentioned Matt Cassel over the course of this year as a younger quarterback getting assimilated with the offense. He sort of matured and changed throughout the year. Your offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, still a young guy in his early 30s. Since he's come aboard, have you seen him mature and change as well and as he became the offensive coordinator of this Patriots team?
Well, you know, I mean, I never really rate anybody else's performance, but, you know, Josh is – you know, done an incredible job of just getting us prepared each week, and the way he approaches, you know, each game plan and how unique it is and how many moving parts that, you know, we have from week to week. It's, you know, it's just a testament to him and his ability to, you know, keep us motivated and keep us focused. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun having him as a coordinator. And, you know, it was great with Charlie, and, you know, we were, you know, really successful, you know, under Charlie, and really successful with Josh. And, you know, pretty fortunate to play in a system where you got guys like that that, you know, keep you going each week, keep you prepared, and, you know, they look at every angle, and it's just, you know, it's a testament to his work ethic and what he's been able to accomplish.
What's next for you, Matt? Just try to rest up and let the injuries just kind of take care of themselves, walks in the woods with the family, just try to relax and just stay away from football for a while?
Yeah, I'll stay away from football for a while, and then get back into the swing of things. I just enjoy being back home here in Ohio, and we're working on our property that we have for the foundation and getting it all ready for use with different organizations, and just enjoy the kids. You know, you got two of them sitting here getting my attention right now.
I can hear that. You can hear that. You did a good job though with the distractions in the house. Well done.
Well, I'm a multitasker. What can I say?
Well, as a football player, you deal with distractions, and on the radio, with the family around, you deal with them pretty well as well, Matt. We certainly appreciate it. You know, best of luck in the offseason, everything there in Ohio, and we look forward to talking to you next year.
All right, thanks, guys.
There
you guys,
it is.
Have a good one.
All right, you
Matt,
too. Matt
so
Light, who is getting some
the kids always know
distractions from the kids there late, and wishing he and his family a happy new year.